Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 379. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Got a bunch of apps this week, because, you know, we've been bringing puns all week. So we got more for you today. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. It's getting hot in here.
Ooh, okay. Leave it at that.
Is that a lyrical? Is that lyrics from a song?
It might be, yes.
From the past 20 years?
Maybe 15 years.
That's pretty current for Door there.
It's been unusually, and by that I mean very standard, normal, disgusting, humid in my part of the country this past week. Just bad. And then thunderstorms and everything, you know. You remember how it used to be like, Steve, for you?
I do remember. Huh. We're getting some heat down here, too, in Florida. So we're sharing it on the East Coast. But I hope you keep cool, man.
Well, I'm very happy I do not smoke on cigarettes anymore, because every time I walk out the building at work, it's like,
yeah,
God, too hot. Let me go back in the building for a couple
hours. Damn. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, it is not hot here. It's remarkably a cool summer. So far, it hasn't even hit 90. I don't know what's going on. Global warming. Is not happening here. July 1st was the 11th coldest on record. It was like we were like highs in the 70s all week.
Wow, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I like it warmer because there's a pool sitting out there trying to warm up that I can't really get into because it's too cold.
I'll send you some water from down here.
Cool. Just
pour it right in there. It'll warm it right up.
I don't need any extra chlorine. I've already shocked. It's just the 70s.
No algae?
No. Or algae. Right.
Well, let's get into some apps, boys. Dora, why don't you start us off?
Okay, first app I'm going to bring here, I'm sure Steve already has installed on any device he owns. And it's simply entitled Star Wars by Disney. The first most important thing of this app is when you launch it, in the top right-hand corner, it tells you the number of days until Star Wars Episode 7.
You must have me confused with Sean.
Which is right now 159 days away.
Well, that's not very long.
I know. And it's one of the few movies in the last decade I'm genuinely looking forward to.
Okay. Really? Any of our suicidal listeners, 159 days. There's something to look forward to, guys. Come on.
Yeah. And of course, most of the rest of the content of the app is nothing more than I don't want to say promotional type stuff, but it's like gifts. You can do an augmented reality thing. You can create your own lightsaber. You can do this kind of thing. You have a soundboard, of course. And it's basically just promotional stuff for the Star Wars verse itself. And like what happened this day in history in the Star Wars universe, you know, stuff. It's just the kind of thing that if you download this app, probably you already know most of the facts in the app, and you already created your own lightsaber, and you already know how many days it is till Star Wars. But you can also do stuff like create custom selfies, which I know, Eric, relax, take it easy. You can do custom selfies
with like my head on a stormtrooper body or what?
Actually, since they wear a helmet, that probably wouldn't work, but maybe like a rebel fighter, possibly.
Yeah.
Cool. If you're a Star Wars buff, or you want to teach your child on the finer points of the Star Wars universe, then this app should probably help you out a lot.
True. That's a lot to learn there.
Yeah.
There's something in Star Wars that really strikes a chord with people, and I don't have that in me. I have nothing critical to say about it, but I just know that people go gaga over it because there's something about it, I think, that just really... I don't know what it is. What is that thing, Dor? What's that element?
Partially, I think it was the time it was released. There was nothing really truly like it before. The idea of space, pirates, and sword fighting appeals to like a mass market kind of thing back in the day. It was something my dad could almost get into because he used to like watching John Wayne and all these people back in the day doing cowboy fights or sword fights, and this was just sci-fi of the same thing. And in the day, it had had remarkable special effects.
You know, okay. One thing I think of when I think of Star Wars is, of all the movies that I've went back and watched again because I thought I liked them when I was younger, almost all of them were horrible the second time around later. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Star Wars isn't. You know, it doesn't suck like all the other movies that I ever tried to rewatch.
That's awesome. Well,
I guess you haven't watched Goonies.
True.
Because Goonies is good.
Yeah, but Goonies has terrible acting if you watch it as an adult.
Most movies have terrible acting.
That's what I'm saying. Okay,
is my belief.
This is one of Doors' sweeping generalities.
Well, I mean, I think there's only really a few really good actors out there.
WC I mean, Tom Fields Hanks. Is good.
Tom Hanks wasn't in Goonies.
A lot of kids have. There's a lot of movies with kids that are bad actors. I'll give you that.
Oh well, true.
You know. Okay, I forget it.
Say it.
No, it's nothing controversial or anything, but it's just another tangent.
That's fine.
But all right.
Nicolas Cage, right? Nicolas Cage?
Well, I think ooh, acting, right?
Yeah.
Think about acting. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to be as an actor?
You're trying natural. To lie. You're trying to lie naturally.
Well, you're trying to be natural. So any type of training you do to be an actor will be counterintuitive to you getting that product of being natural. Because you're adding fakeness. It's like, in other words, I don't think there should be any acting schools. I think the more natural you are, the better of an actor you are. And the way to be natural is not try to be, you just be natural. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let me train you to be yourself. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And the best actors are the ones that are just, it just flows naturally.
Sometimes you have to really overact though to make that character
depends on the role.
The character may be way different than you.
That's true. I think I'm able to put myself and make myself believe I'm that person for a while, or like really get into how they would feel and act, and it just makes it easier.
The zone.
Yeah, get in that zone.
Okay. Well, anyway, here's another tangent. It's an app called MobiRise. MobiRise. Honestly, I hate to say it like this, people. It sounds like somebody put down in text how an Asian person said something. I'm sorry. MobiRise. MobiRise. It's like mobilize, but MobiRise. Website builder. Okay.
Wouldn't have thought about that. Well, wouldn't even have known.
The only reason
that.
I thought about it was because my eyes are so bad. I literally came down the computer. I typed in MobiRise. I can't find the app. Why can't I find the app? And I look at the app. There's an I in there. There's an I in there. MobiRise. 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 And I said it to myself like 10 times. Okay. Don't focus on the name, people, even though we just spent time. Don't focus on the name. This is a phenomenal app. That's all I got to say. This is, in my humble opinion, nearly a groundbreaking app.
Ooh.
This lets you create responsive web pages or websites on your mobile phone that the sites are very easy to make a good looking if you have okay images to start with. Make pages that flow. I'm sure everyone's been to those pages where when you scroll down, the effects of the scroll and the effects of the images behind it all just seem to really flow nice. And I think that's actually Bootstrap that's doing that. But it's just a nice, pleasant experience. That's what this offers you. And you can almost completely customize the page. The one thing I could not figure out how to customize, which they're just showing me right now in the video, but I couldn't get to it, was to change that friggin' icon in the top left corner. But in the video, they show me how to optimize it, but for some reason I couldn't do it. I encourage somebody, if you need to do like a single web page or a two web page site, a small website, and you don't want to use a Squarespace and you want to actually try to do it yourself, I'm not saying you will be able to do it yourself, but if you can, I think this is the kind of tool that can help you make it happen.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Really well done. The site looks gorgeous.
Yes, period. And it's very easy to like go on Flickr, find a big type image that looks okay, and just bam, now that's your background. Super easy to change it. Super easy to change the text because it gives you a default page to work with if you want. And then to change the text, change the size, change the bold, change everything else, change the hyperlinks, change the colors, add content out, remove content, add navigation, take navigation out kind of thing.
Can you make it your own URL?
Yeah. Well, you can basically save it as whatever off and index.html. And
just upload it.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. This is
finally websites made super easy.
Yeah. The only way I can put this to the layman, the older person like myself, think of if front page was done in a modern space with no front page bots, where it was all just HTML, but it also gave you true responsive design. And by default, you started with a very modern looking web page.
Man, this might actually make me go out and start working on some web pages.
For Dini Media?
Well, yeah, I don't know if this one would work for that. That's pretty complicated, but you know, there's some other ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good one, Dora.
Thank you. Yes, good app.
It definitely makes it easy-ish to use. Okay, what I got here next, this is actually a second coming of a game because we already did the first one, I know, called Shadowgun. This is Shadowgun Dead Zone. So it's basically the same type of engine that was in like the previous game, just updated story, updated graphics. This is a hybrid first person, third person view shooter with a little bit of puzzles, a little bit of buttons to press, whole lot of shooting to do.
Okay.
We'll say this. This is completely free. This is T, Mark T for teen. Sorry, I forgot to mention that before. This is T for teen, completely free download. It does have, you know, the ability to buy more stuff if you want.
I can't tell if this is gameplay footage in the video or not.
I believe what I see reminds me exactly of what I saw in the video game.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
If that, it's pretty good then. Beautiful if that's gameplay game. Footage.
Yeah, all of the cutscenes and all of the shadow runs that I've seen are the same thing. They look exactly the same.
Huh.
This next one I got to bring real quick. I cannot remember who suggested this. It might come up in a week, an email or something. Okay. They say it's called volume control in the Play Market, but it's not called volume control, even though it looks like it's called volume control. It's not called volume control. It's called persistent volume control. And if you search for persistent volume control, this will be the first app. Just called volume control with a blue icon, white speaker sound. This to me was a very nice way to quickly get to all of my volumes because in my current Android, when I hit the volume button, I only get notifications unless media is playing. Then I get just media. Mm-hmm. And if music's playing, or, you know, so it's a little bit more difficult for me to go in and start just changing volumes without going settings, sound, volume levels, you know, click, you know, just a little bit of a painful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Going to bring this one here real quick.
That's very useful app right there.
Super functional, unless you have the ability to just hit volume once, hit the little icon and then see all your volumes. Some versions of Android have that, some don't.
If you do what?
Some versions of Android, if you just tap the volume button, you see the single volume bar across the screen, but then there's a little button you can hit on the side that will bring up all your volumes.
Oh, yeah, that's what mine does. Okay, never mind, I don't need this app.
Right. Okay, this next thing is a game, $10. Completely cross-platform, and I believe you can actually play it on your desktop, too. It's called Desktop Dungeons. This is basically a way you can play like D&D.
Desktop and Dungeons? Is that what that stands for?
Desktop Dungeons, yeah. This game, $10, I got a long-term trial version. I played for a little bit. This was pretty fun. Not the best looking graphics, crazy looking graphics, but really, really, really good gameplay.
That's all that matters.
So this is a game you play single player then?
Yeah, I do think there is some kind of cross-platform multiplayer. I didn't see it. I just hit start, go, campaign, or whatever it was called, and I played it for a little bit. It was definitely fun is the main thing I got to say. Definitely fun.
Looks cool.
I'm going to bring this gorgeous game too. I'm really liking when I'm finding good-looking games. This is called Implosion. Never lose hope. All the video that you're seeing in the video is the exact same graphics, I'll say, as gameplay.
Wow.
It's just some of it is zoomed in to show you like cutscenes kind of thing. Really good looking lame game. It's basically an action button smash is what I'll say, but it's rated T for teen.
Jeez.
Completely free. Sci-fi-ish with swords is the way I'll say it.
How far did you get in this game?
Me and my son played it for a good hour. Oh, he definitely got kind of far.
I've had this game on my phone for so long, and I tried and I tried and I tried. I was going to bring this game a while back, but I just couldn't get past. I couldn't get no. I got 5 minutes into it, and I was stuck and stuck and stuck. Yeah, it's still right here. Implosion. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for bringing it.
Well, and the other reason I'm bringing this is because right in the description, the very first line in their description is bringing the AAA console gaming experience to mobile devices.
Yes.
They're bringing the Android App Addict console gaming experience to mobile devices. Good job. Good job.
What do they really mean?
What do you mean?
You know, I got that reminds me of something I wanted to bring up. Some other AAA show was making a remark that they have two AAA shows. I was just like, you know what? You guys were the second AAA show and the third now. Okay. So they're like, oh, it's so confusing how both of our shows are AAA. Look at it. Okay. Well, it's so confusing how you are AAA. I had to get that off my chest.
One of our listeners said, like, he listens to the other AA, and he's like, they rip off. I don't know if he said it like this blatantly.
Oh, but no. He said, it's so obvious they steal stuff from you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Honestly,
they've never mentioned our show once, have they?
They don't. No.
Steve.
First off, 99.999% of other podcasts won't ever mention any other podcast. It's like there's some kind of social disease. Like if I say another person's podcast, they'll go listen to other podcasts and they won't listen to me anymore. So I can't mention other podcasts. And it really does, if you can't tell, I don't know, stirs my goat. I don't know what the right vernacular is, but it really does make me mad. Yeah. It really does make me mad that how they will not, they are sitting there proclaiming how they are pro podcast and they're all for the community. And we need to make sure these, patent trolls don't win, but yet they will never promote another podcast.
Really?
Unless the person comes on their show, and then of course they kiss butt. Oh man, you guys, you're the best, man. I love you guys.
I had an email conversation with Leo Laporte when they were going to start up the new the second AA show. Its name escapes me at the moment. Android
App Arena.
What did you say?
Yeah, I just asked him if he would want to come on and talk about his new show he's starting because they're similar, you know, or whatever. And yeah, no, he goes, well, I'll pass it on to whatever his name is.
Yeah. Jason Howe.
Jason. Yeah.
Really?
Pass it on to Jason Howe. And Jason Howe never said anything.
Of course
to me.
It's because Dorr makes fun of his thumb ring.
Well, no, it's because it's plausible deniability until the day they actually mention us. They can just keep on saying what? Oh, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
True. We were first. What do you guys think? See, I don't listen to the show. What do you guys think? Do you think that they listen to our show?
I think if they have an IQ over 65, they go into services like iTunes type in Android and they at least check out what they see. And
I'm
if
sure
you just go into iTunes and type in Android, we're on the first page.
I'm sure they've listened to us. I don't know if they would be subscribing and listening every week. Gotcha. I'll tell you what, I like All About Android a lot more than I like their Android App Arena, personally.
I like almost every Android show because I learn something from all of them. Some of them I learn a lot. Some shows I don't learn much at all, but I still learn something. So I like almost every Android show, except for the ones that incessantly cuss.
I'm surprised how many have fallen off lately. I hadn't listened to very many for a while, and I went back to find my old favorites, and they're not even, they're gone.
Podfade is popular, man. It's persistence on a given course is not a lot of people have that.
Well, no, something like 90% plus of all podcasts that ever start never get past episode 7.
There was a CNET one I used to enjoy, and it's the only thing I can ever say positive about CNET now, and now it's gone. Well.
Which one was it? Buzz Out Loud?
No, it was an Android show on CNET.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know. I still miss
Are the Android... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Are the Android Buffet guys still doing their show?
Oh, yeah. They only slow down once in a while when there's a religious holiday where the guy has to be away for a week.
Gotcha.
But they always come right back.
Our main, the one that's always been ahead of us is, and always at the top is Android Central on any list.
That's because they have the girth. They have the momentum. They have the eyeballs.
The girth.
Yeah, they have their girthy site. I mean, they cover everything Android, and they have certain people that are only dedicated to certain niches of content, and they saturate those niches. They do a very good job at what they're supposed to do.
I see.
I don't like their show, but you know. Okay, I got to mention this game too, okay? This is called Mad Dex Teen Arcade. This might be a mature teen rating, I would say. But this is, to me, a clone of the exact game that the creator of Binding of Isaac made before he made Binding of Isaac. I can never remember the name of the game, but it reminds me a lot of that game. This was a genuinely fun, complex game, but when you figured out the patterns to get through stages and you did it, you genuinely feel like good because you conquered, you beat you.
It just bleeds all over the place.
Constantly. Yeah, the whole from the time the stage starts, you're basically bleeding.
What's he, a little piece of meat?
Yeah, Super Meat Boy. Thank you. That was the name of the
Super
game.
Super Meat Boy. Yeah.
This to me,
that's what this reminded me of. I saw a documentary on that. Yeah, those guys.
This to me is like they like copied the soul, the emotion of Super Meat Boy and some of the mechanics. But yeah, it was fun. It was free. In-app purchases, team, yada, yada, yada.
Did you guys ever watch that on Netflix? The documentary about the developers of Super Meat Boy and a couple other games?
If it's the one I think it is, I can't watch it because everyone I know who watched it said, it's good, but all they do is whine and complain the whole time.
Really?
You know, and I do, and I hear that at work all the time. I don't want to come home and listen to whining.
That makes sense. I don't think it was that bad, whiny, but
I'm sure they were over exaggerating because that already entails the word over. So let's just move on. last one we bring out here real quick: Soundwire free version. This to me is a super simple app where people have asked me in the past, "How do I get music to stream from my phone to something else on my network?" And here it is. It's a very simple interface. You basically start it and then you play audio on your phone, whether it's the audio from a video like YouTube and audio from music or Google Play or SoundCloud or some of the other music services that I can't think of right now.
Spotify,
thank you. Or Pandora or whatever. And you pipe it out to either another desktop or another Windows, Mac, or Linux, or another Android device. Pretty easy is what I say. I like the idea of this. I ain't never going to use it because no one else in my house wants to hear the audio I want to listen to, whether it's you know, Run DMC or Black Sabbath or Led Zeppelin or a podcast.
You listen to Run DMC?
Are those your three faves?
No, not at all. I just feel like saying them because I do appreciate them. There's certain Run DM songs I think that are just once in a while really hit the mood and it's go just like Queen. There's certain Queen songs that just Mama.
Beastie Boys? You like Beastie Boys?
Of course, but do you know Beastie is a abbreviation? In case you don't really like the Beastie Boys. Okay, next.
Well, I didn't like read fan fiction or nothing, but I like
an abbreviation or an acronym?
Abbreviation, right?
For what?
Beastious.
No. It boys entertaining. I'm sorry. Boys entering. I can never say this word. Anachronistic. Oh, man. States toward internal excellence. Anachronistic. Anachronistic. Here, it's in the chat. You read it.
Like anarchy?
States.
Yeah. That's what. What's his name said this stood for back in like 88 when he was interviewed, Mike D.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's an acronym though.
Actually, okay. Well, part of me believes he literally just made it up in the interview and it stuck.
I believe that. Yeah.
He had to think of that ahead of time a little bit. That's, you know, they had to have been sitting in a tour bus writing down things one time.
Well, I'm sure they had mental assistance in their creation process. Okay, since we kept talking, last one for the week.
I love Sabotage, by the way.
I love a lot of their songs. Paula's Boutique, the whole album, it took me 10 years to really appreciate, but let's not get there. Resources Game. It's called Resources Game by UN3X. It's a simulator game in the style of Ingress, is the best way I can put it. Okay? The difference is, if you want... Hypothetically, let's say there's a week where you can't go out and do as much resourcing. There's certain things that you can spend real world money on to supplement your activities, is the way I'll put it. I am not a fan of these at all. I don't want to use gas money to go and play a game. And driving, I have over 280 hours of professional training with handling motor vehicles. None of it court ordered. None of it court ordered. All of it voluntary, because that is a lot of responsibility driving around a multi-ton vehicle kind of thing. And I don't like the idea of playing a game while I'm driving, because I already once in a while randomly have Speed Racer theme song in my head and I find myself speeding and passing people up. So I try to be safe. Right. So if you are the kind of person who likes Ingress, but let's say you haven't been able to play it for months and months and you're too far behind to catch up and you're only a level 2 and everyone else is a level 10 and, you know, you're getting pounded and, you know, you're the only blue in the world of green or whatever, check out Resources Game. It might be just popular enough in your area and just new enough to where you can get in early and do some resourcing and then.
Yeah, I don't play Ingress nearly as much as I should.
You should.
Well, it's such a great concept, but yeah, it's good to see that there's something else taking that concept and making a similar game to it.
It's months and months and months and months overdue as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Good apps, Door. You're up, Eric.
Oh, do we still have time for mine? All right, this is going to be super quick round because none of these are really good enough to have a long discussion about probably anyway. All right, my first app is Five Guys UK. Yes, we are not the only ones who have Five Guys. Well, you are not the only ones who have Five Guys. I didn't realize this. I don't have Five Guys. I figured the people in the UK didn't either.
You don't have Five Guys?
I don't have Five. I drive 2 hours. I got
you
five
need to
guys.
Move. You need to move where people
Eric,
live.
Eric, I really do feel sorry for you, man.
I know, but you know how good it tastes when I finally get to one?
I'm pretty sure I do.
It's been a while since I had one. I've never had two times have Five Guys in the same month, you know?
Stuff like that sounded really bad. Just for people to make sure they know what's going on, Five Guys is a restaurant that offers quote-unquote premium hamburgers. Dude, man, that sounded really horribly bad, dude. I love you, Eric, but we got to once in a while stop and think what we're going to say, because I do it too.
That was great.
Yeah, that was a good one. Thanks. Okay. So, all right. My next app. Did I put it in here yet?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. Okay. This has a little story to it. So we've got this house next door that we're demolishing, right? And my wife and daughter had a rummage sale 2 weeks ago. During the rummage sale, some lady comes randomly walking up and says, "Hey, that house used to belong to my grandma. Would you mind if I walk through it? Because I used to come over here as a little girl." So they're like asking me, I'm like, "Go ahead, dude. I'm working. You know, I'm picking up lumber and moving stuff around and cleaning things and knocking stuff over." I'm like, "Yeah, go, whatever." So this chick busts out Boo Alert, which is like a ghost finding app on her Android phone, and starts walking around the house. Has my wife and daughter move this big, huge piece of concrete that opens up to a, like, water room cistern thing in the basement and sticks it down there.
A what?
Cistern?
What's a...
I think they used to, like, maybe the rainwater off the roof would go and be stored in this room, and then
you'd use... What'd you call my sister?
And you'd use that for your plumbing back before there was, like, actual wells and electricity and stuff.
No. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, so I got this app from this chick who it had really high readings in the cistern, I guess. I did learn a little bit about the house, you know, from her, where like glass doors used to be and stuff.
So it was haunted?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's haunted, because the cistern you can only get to from the outside. So, and she didn't really have readings anywhere else. So I installed this app to see what this thing was that she was talking about. And basically, all it is it shows some numbers associating with your magnetometer and your accelerometer. And you move your phone, the numbers move, you know, like that. And then I guess, I don't know, the magnetometer might pick up some kind of metal, I guess, that you might walk closer to or farther.
That's crazy.
Stupid question, Eric. When I think water room, I think of a room on the outside of the house, but it's facing the outside of the house kind of thing, where you could do two main tasks back in the day. One, come in with really wet shoes and like clean them off, muddy shoes, clean them off before going in the house. But also that's where laundry could have been done before you had washer and dryer machines.
So this is, it's got a concrete lid. You move the concrete lid. If you were to walk into the water room, you'd fall about 8 foot into the water. It's like, this is a big, it's like a basement kind of, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. Somebody said cistern, so I'm going with that.
You know, the building I work at was haunted. My boss used to work late there, and he said the elevator would come up to the third floor where he's working, open, he'd hear footsteps, something would walk through the whole floor and go out the back door and just do it like a bunch of times, like. And there's nobody there.
Whoa.
And that back door is a heavy door. Yeah.
Does he have an Android or does he have iOS?
He has got an Android, but it's not haunted anymore.
Oh. How do you get rid of it? Exorcism?
I think renovations were done and I think the spirit or ghost, he wanted the people who are renting the floors below them to leave. He didn't like them, I don't think. And they finally left, and then Ghost just left too, I guess. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worked out good. This app has a supposed night vision, which basically I think just turns everything green, makes it look like night vision.
Exactly.
I think we've brought other ghost finding apps in the past, like with a radar and stuff. I would recommend our older ones over this one. I wasn't impressed with this one so much. Okay. Next one I got is a game. This is called Follow the Light. This is a really cool game. I could see myself, if I was a gamer, playing this for a while. But basically, you're this little white ball of light.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're in these like caves and tunnels. And as you go, as you move through there and you pass levels, you can increase your speed, how high you jump, the size of you and the amount of light you put out to, so you can see better. Every time you pass a level, you get to pick one more thing to improve yourself.
Neat.
Okay, so upgrades. And one of the things it says you have to do is avoid the darkness. Does the darkness move?
No, it pretty much stays in the same place. You move, but you got to stay away from it because that's when you die. You got gotcha. You got to go to the light, or you know, there's a white area that you need to land in.
Huh. Oh, I see.
This is really artistic, I'll say, game. Looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unique.
Simple, effective.
Yeah, not easy. I mean, it is for a while, but I think I made it to level 5 and I really got stuck. So I'm sure you guys will be
that's not like
level 20 before the night's over if you install it now. My next app, this is a real, I don't know, this one's just okay. I found it, so I figured I'd bring it. This is called John Lewis Technology. And basically, this is just an app for some kind of, some sort of a magazine that talks about tech. I guess it would be sort of like a high-end, like maybe a Sky Mall versus meets Crutchfield kind of thing that comes out maybe four times a year.
Never heard of it.
I hadn't either. I think it is British, though, because everything was in euros or pounds or something. One of those other
denominations. Those Bose headphones, by the way, in the screenshot, they're amazing. They sound really freaking good.
Do they?
Yeah, I
heard better than Beats?
You know, somebody did a study. They opened up Beats. And found they were made of like the cheapest parts possible.
And they had pieces of metal in there purposely just to add weight to give the to give the impression of quality.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How's that so cheesy, man?
No, no. First off, come on now. Who expected anything less? And whoever says, I thought they were really good, I don't want to conversate with that person. Because that's like obviously
a lot of people. A lot of people thought they were the best.
Well,
a lot of kids.
Yeah. Kids.
There are a lot of people that don't understand marketing and gamification is the word I'll use, because that's all it was. It was pushing the name Dre and pushing the image of, well, you know, Alonzo or some basketball players wearing them, they must be good. This football player wearing them, they must be good, you know.
It's true.
Or it's completely
true. But they could have been actually good.
Well, I know.
But it just turns out that they're not.
Well, yeah. And what was the other thing? Like the total combined piece component value was literally something like $15 on like $150 pair. It was in that same breakdown.
Yeah, the solos. They never sounded good to me. I remember trying them at the store and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I think these are broken. They're so bad.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, stick with names you know. If when you're in doubt, if you're not an expert in the field, A, don't walk into a store and ask the person, period. Stick with the name you know. You know, Bose, I can't even think now. But stick with the name you know. And at least
I wanted to hear what headphone companies you
know. Voss?
I'm just trying to think of audio companies.
I would send... Sennheisers are good. AKGs are good.
I can't remember who my speaker company is.
Sure makes good headphones.
Oh, yeah, Heil.
MTX.
Dude, Heil went off on Sure in his interview thing, I heard.
How can he? I mean, the mic's tried and true. I mean,
well, he said the owners are dead. The philosophy's changed. They haven't kept up on the quality of the parts. And over time,
really?
He said, if you take one from the 70s, take one from the 80s, take one from the 90s, and you will notice a clear difference.
Wow.
And of course, when he says you'll notice a clear difference, means some people might not be able to notice difference. Because Hal, I'm sure, has golden years.
Right.
Right.
All right. My next app, Fuse, FEWS, Essential Daily News. And by the way, I think all these ones I brought are totally E.
We didn't bring this?
I don't know.
Sounds vaguely familiar, at least.
Okay.
We didn't bring
it. It's a newsreader app. It does have one interesting thing. It has a... it's just kind of basic. It's not super cool.
But it has to have something.
It's got trends.
Okay, well, at least you'll be on top of...
You can kind of see a world map of where news stories are trending.
That's actually a good idea. So if I'm traveling to Barcelona... or however the news reporters say it, Barcelona, then at least I can know what's quote unquote trending.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool, man.
My
good. You have anything else?
I got one more. It's just a slot machine app. Gotta end out on a great note like that.
Get ready, Steve.
Golden Lion slot free casino. I don't know why. I don't even know why I install these, but they're such time killers. And
usually when Eric says that, you have to look for maybe some breasts in the pictures, and then we know what drew his attention to.
Or backsides, one or the other.
Yeah, no, nothing there. I don't think.
I'm looking.
You have to earn your way to play other ones.
Do you see the lady with wings on the main thing?
Yeah, there's it. Drew
him in. The fairy. Skirt.
Doesn't she kind of look like Taylor Swift to Eric, maybe?
I guess so.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention tonight, and I don't know if this is still by this Friday, if they're going to be out of them or not, but Woot has the LGG watch on sale for $69.
Oh, wow.
That's a good deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the only
good deal of money.
And the last thing I'll say to people is I think this is actually going to go out too late. It is. July 15th, Prime Day. I'm telling everyone I know that doesn't know about it.
That was Wednesday.
From where we're recording now, next Wednesday. If you're thinking about buying something even mildly expensive, hold off and wait, because supposedly it's going to have more deals, better deals, everything better, quote unquote, even better than Black Friday deals.
Wow, seriously?
That's what they say, but it's only
for Prime members. They started a day called Prime Day?
Right, yep. But it's only for Prime members.
Ooh.
That's the catch. Yeah.
Neat.
I'm saddened by Prime Day because I'm going to be on the road all day that day driving to where I'm going to be podcasting from next week.
Why don't they have a Amazon Prime Day app? Don't you think they should have that?
Mm-hmm. Eric, it's just because you're on the road doesn't mean you're going to miss Prime Day.
Well,
you got red lights on that road, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a highway, but you know it'll probably be. I see it like a Woot off where there's going to have a bunch of things up there, and then then they'll sell out, and then they'll move on. And
well, yeah, on Black Friday and around that time, they had Woot like sales going on where you would go to an item and you would see a like bar meter. Yeah. That would go and until they're sold out of, and then you're done.
And then once I get to where I'm at, I'm going to be in classes for the rest of the night. So, yeah, bad timing for Prime Day for me. But I'll be podcasting from the beautiful Pierre Marquette State Park by St. Louis.
Damn, man, oh, you get around.
You can get some good ribs.
Yeah, that's true.
I had some good ribs at a food truck the other day.
It's weird. Some food trucks are unbelievably good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got a nice taco one here.
It's called the Taco Bus?
It's called I'm Parked Out in Front of the Bar at 1 o'clock in the morning.
and I sell tacos.
They're good.
Hey, that's good money there.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name of it is.
It's all about location. All right. Cool. Thanks, boys. Dor, did you want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
Yes. Now, people out there, like Steve C., we see some generalized, non-personal, analytical data. And I do see a lot of people using iTunes and accessing and downloading Android app apps from iTunes. And that's perfectly fine. What I will ask is, if you listen to more than 10 podcasts, on the first of every month, stop and just take a look at what you're listening to and think, did I listen to something really good last month? And go leave a review for that podcast. It doesn't have to be Android App Addicts. But if we are worthy of writing a review, I'll ask you to please give us a review on iTunes. There is no better way to bolster this show than giving it more listeners. And that's a really good way to push us up the rankings. And unfortunately, iTunes is still the global hub for podcasts.
Do you think people listen to Android App Addicts on iTunes because they're about ready to switch?
No, I think honestly a fair number of people download it on iTunes on their desktop and then copy it over to their Android device. because they're on plans with 2 gigs of data and they don't want to use any data on their phone and they micromanage the moving of the stuff over.
Do what Dor said. Definitely. More reviews will definitely help us. And I listen to podcasts on iTunes all the time, even before I got my iPhone. All right, Eric, how about you?
I have not had iTunes installed on anything I own for a long time.
I own? Is that an Apple product?
I think it is. Yeah. Not me, though. I don't have an iPhone yet. No, I don't have it. I don't have much to say. I want to really thank everybody for listening and putting up with our rants this week and our lack of... our tangents and rants and lack of apps throughout the week. But I think we made up for it today a little bit.
Yeah, you guys did. You had some good tanks. Awesome. And I want to say thank you also to everybody. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Yeah, any way you want to support us, leave us reviews, tell people about the show, and all will be well. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you guys next week.